Man uses cardboard gun in a robbery. I've always wanted to do this. Make a gun out of something. Ever since I first read about, was it Dillinger who made the gun out of a bar of soap? I've wanted to sit at home on a Saturday afternoon with a bar of Irish Spring and watch a ball game and maybe make a gun. This guy made it out of cardboard. Shreveport, Louisiana. A man used a cardboard gun to rob a bank. Down in Shreveport. Employees told authorities they had seen the man hanging around the bank earlier in the day. He then showed up later wearing a bandana and brandishing a cardboard gun. He demanded an undisclosed amount of money from the teller, then took off on foot. Now, I don't think he demanded an undisclosed amount of money. I'd like an undisclosed amount of money. You're going to be giving me an undisclosed amount of money. I think he just wanted a lot of money. Do these guys say how much they want? Who the hell says the amount? You just empty the drawers, don't you? No one shows up and says, I'm going to need this much because I'm paying a mortgage. They just want all the money that's available around that teller, right? Does anybody go to a bank with a specific sum in mind? Just empty the freaking drawers and I'll count it later, right? He demanded an undisclosed amount of money, they say, from the teller, then took off on foot. Here's what I like about this story. The gun's cardboard, right? He made a cardboard gun. But he's going to a bank where they're all instructed to give whoever asks for money, money. You can get money without even a note now. I mean, a note, that was embarrassing enough that that's all you needed. But I found out recently, you're just supposed to give them money when they ask. The idea is the very fact that they're asking means if you don't give it, there's... I mean, some threat is implied there. So you give them the money. You don't even need a note. I used to make fun of the note on the show quite a bit. Forget the note, you guys. You can go in now and say, give me the, I demand the money, and they'll give it to you. They're instructed to just give it to you. So you don't even need a weapon. I don't know why guys bring weapons, unless they listen to this show, because I've ridiculed people who don't bring weapons as being unmanly. But this guy shows up with a cardboard gun. The crazy thing is, he could tell the teller, he could actually say it's a cardboard gun and still get the money. Because they're instructed to give it. He doesn't have to convince them it's real. He doesn't have to work all night trying to make the cardboard gun look real. They got to give you the money. They're told to just give it. You know this gun is cardboard, don't you, ma'am? Have you looked at my handiwork? I mean, it ain't bad, but look, feel it. It's cardboard. I made it myself. It's a complete fake. It's a fraud. But realistic looking in a way from a distance, right? Couldn't harm a fetus, however. I mean, it's a phony cardboard gun, for God's sake. But grab me all that money anyway, will you? I know you're under orders to give up the loot, even when a guy's showing little more than a note, so I'm feeling pretty good about making out financially here, although I do want to mention I'm not armed at all, really. Not armed in the least. This gun is about as much a weapon as a papier-mâché sword is. Know what I'm saying? Anyway, fill the bag, will you? Chop, chop, because, you know, I've got the gun. Wink, wink, you know what I'm saying? Or fill the bag or I'll shoot you with my fake gun. Yeah, with my fake gun. I'll shoot you. It shoots little tissue paper bullets or something. I'll take you out. Kaboom! Yeah, bang, bang. Whoa. Hey, look, it's a Magnum. You're going to be all right, ma'am? Hang on. I'll get help. Golly, this is fun. How's that bag coming? Is it full yet? My trigger finger's getting all itchy. My trigger finger's kind of cardboardish, too. I might shoot more toilet paper at you. Ever been shot with Kleenex? God, I'm having a good time. What the hell, is the bag full yet? You know what I think is hilarious is that even though my gun's fake, the money you're giving me is real. I mean, who the hell made up those rules? You got to feel like a complete idiot giving me real money when I have a fake gun. It'd be one thing to be giving me fake money, but you're giving me real money and I got a fake gun. You probably want to slap me right now, huh? I'd let you. Yeah, I'm nonviolent. This is a cardboard gun. They got to give you the money. They got to. Bank rules. Deputies immediately responded to the robber and began setting up a perimeter around the area. Detective Stacy Cowgill saw the suspect crossing a road later, chased the man down, arrested him without incident. He had the money in his front pocket, Cowgill said. He told us when we arrested him that his gun was made of cardboard, and a short time later we did find two rolls of paper taped together to resemble a gun. That was his gun, two rolls of paper taped together. Yeah. Back at the man's apartment, a search by police uncovered a hydrogen bomb made from wool blankets and some laundry dryer lint. And it, too, turned out to be kind of a fake, something the guy had planned to use in his next robbery. Yeah. He was going to go in and say, "Hey, my teller buddy, look, I've brought in an H-bomb today. Made it from my grandma's favorite wool blanket. It's a fraudulent H-bomb. It's not a real H-bomb. But again, I know the cash is forthcoming. You know, the bank rules and all, but... yeah. My brother-in-law, Steve, is out in the getaway car. Yeah, and he has, and this is interesting, he has an imaginary surface-to-air missile aimed right at you. Yeah, yeah, but actually, Steve, my brother-in-law, in truth, he's really a mannequin wearing coveralls. Yeah, I don't have a brother-in-law. Nevertheless, the loot should be coming shortly, right? You gotta feel like a dork having to give me all that money. I mean, I got a mannequin out there. He's not, and then he's got a fake weapon, and I got an H-bomb made of wool blankets, and you're still having to give me real money, genuine cash. That's really the reason I rob you guys. It's not so much that I need the money. I'm independently wealthy. What I love is just this foolish charade we go through. Why the hell did you become a teller, huh?